Hey, let's have a great weekend, and thanks for starting with a Marlins Rewind. We had a thriller last night in Pittsburgh for the first of three this weekend against the Pirates. With Friday's Rewind, here's Geff.
So one of the reasons the Marlins find themselves in the pennant race with a shot to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2003 is Don Mattingly's done a very good job keeping this team focused in the here and now, worrying about tonight's game, not worrying about the series, not worrying about this next week, not worrying about the standings. But we can worry about that other stuff, and we can say that coming into Pittsburgh this weekend, three critical games for the Marlins as they try to hang in there in the wild card race, the National League, looking to snap a three-game losing streak tonight against a red-hot Pirates team. And in that context, this was a big-time win for the Marlins tonight as they come from behind, and then they hang on in the end to beat the Pirates 6-5. In the first of three, the red-hot Tom Kohler for the Marlins. Gerrit Cole, the Pirates' ace on the hill, though Cole's been scuffing a little bit lately. And in a scoreless game, Miami broke through in the third against Cole. Miguel Rojas got things started with a single. He went to second base on a balk. And with two outs, the Marlins, as they have so many times this year, turned to Martin Prado looking for a big hit. Cole holds near the letters, the 1-2 pitch, and Prado hits a fly ball to right. Polanco goes back, got a late break. It's going to get over his head and up against the wall. Rojas scores, and Prado stays at first base. That ball might not have been seen off the bat by Polanco. Got a very late start on it. It's a two-out RBI hit for Martin Prado, and the Marlins lead it 1-0. Well, Tom Kohler came in hot, 3-0, 1.36 ERA his last five times out, and he took that 1-0 lead into the fourth inning with two outs. He allowed a base hit to Gregory Polanco, and then he had to go after David Freese. Just not as many chances to show it off from center field. The 0-1 is in the air to right center field. Back goes Yelich. He's onto the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's into the bleachers. David Freese with a two-out, two-run homer, and the Pirates jump in front 2-1. For Freese, number 12 on the season. Pittsburgh had the lead. Marlins flexed their muscles in this ball game as well. With one out in the sixth, up to the plate stepped the catcher, JT Realmuto.
The pitch. And it's hammered high into the air. This is out toward right center. And looking up at this, it is up, up and away, and a home run into the seats. McCutchen started for that as though he might have a play, but it made it just into the seats over top of that yellow stripe out there in deep right center. And this game's tied on JT's home run, his sixth of the year.
In inning number seven, it was Christian Yelich's turn. One game with three, one game with four. There's a fly ball well hit to left. Marte back at the wall. Goodbye. Christian Yelich goes oppo against Gerrit Cole, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead in the seventh. Yelich hit his first major league home run to nearly the exact same spot off this same pitcher on August 8th, 2013. This is a big one, giving Miami the lead in the seventh. Tom Kohler was done after six innings. He left with that 3-2 lead, having allowed two runs on eight hits over six. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out two, allowed the Freese home run. He threw 95 pitches, 62 strikes. Could the bullpen lock down the final nine outs and get Kohler's 10th win of the year? Well, Dustin McGowan, the first man out of that bullpen in the seventh inning, and things immediately went south for him. Jung Ho Gung led off with a single. He stole second base. Francisco Cervelli walked, so with two on and nobody out, Clint Hurdle asked Jordy Mercer to drop down a bunt. Mercer trying to bunt the men over. You got one of the best pinch hitters in baseball out on deck in the pitcher's spot now. Here's the 0-1. He squares, gets the bunt down back to the mound. Going to third, McGowan throws it wildly off the glove of Prado down the left field line. Gung is in to score to tie the game. Marlins can't execute the bunt defense. A bad throw by McGowan, and it's 3-3 in the seventh. And the Pirates had a chance for more. Second and third, nobody out. With the lefty, Matt Joyce called upon to pinch hit. Hunter Cervenka came out of the bullpen, and Cervenka got a comebacker. He held the runners at second and third, and he got the first out. And then it was back to the top of the order and back to a string of right-handed hitters. So Kyle Bearclaw came in looking to keep the game tied, going after the second baseman, Josh Harrison. Giants have the first wild card position right now. 1-1 is lined to left center, and Dino over makes the catch. Tagging at third, Cervelli coming home, and Dino the throw to the plate, and it'll be cut off. It's a sack fly for Harrison, and it's a 4-3 lead for the Pirates here in the seventh. The throwing error setting the table, and the Pirates were not through taking advantage. Next man to the plate was Starling Marte. The 0-1 is lined on the right field line. That's a fair ball. Going to scoot into the corner. That'll score Mercer. And Marte's in at second base with a run scoring double. 5-3 Bucks. So three unearned runs in the seventh inning. And Pittsburgh had a 5-3 lead. Garrett Cole was done after 6 2/3. Matched a career high, allowing 12 hits for the second start in a row. Three runs, three walks, five strikeouts. Allowed a couple of homers. He threw a wild pitch. 105 pitches, 68 strikes. Jared Hughes got out of the seventh inning, and lefty Felipe Rivero, the former National, came on to start the eighth with that two-run lead. He got the first man, Robert Andino, but then he couldn't get Miguel Rojas. Fernando Rodney is throwing for the Marlins in their pen. Rojas gets into one. Long drive deep to left, and that one is gone. Miguel Rojas with his first of the season to pull the Marlins back within a run at 5-4. For Rojas, his third big league home run, his second in 2 years as a Marlin. For the Marlins, their third home run in three innings, and it was a one-run game. When Adani Echevarria struck out, there were two outs and nobody on. D. Gordon stepped to the plate, hit a ground ball to third that was booted by Jung Ho Gung. The fielding error enabled Gordon to reach first base safely, but then Gung threw the ball away, and the second error on the play, both charged to Gung, put D. at second base. And that was the tying man with two outs in the eighth. So they walked Martin Prado intentionally, setting up the lefty-lefty matchup. Felipe Rivero going after Christian Yelich. Gordon, great speed at second. Prado the man at first. The pitch. And Yelly drives one out toward right center field. Going to get down for a base hit. Coming around third D. He's going to score. The strategy backfires. Yelich knots the game at five. So we were 5-5 into the last of the eighth. Nick Whitgren out of the bullpen for the Marlins. There was some big-time defense in this ballgame for both teams tonight, and with one out and nobody out in the eighth, Whitgren literally got an assist from Robert Andino in left field as he went after Jung Ho Gung. Here's a 3-2 from Whitgren, and that's smoked out toward left center. Andino can't get it. Can he cut it off? Yes, he does. Good play by Andino. Gung trying for second. Andino's throw, D the tag, and he is out at second base. Well, Marlins can throw from the outfield, too. Robert Andino getting a rare appearance in the outfield tonight, and he throws Gung out. Did a great job cutting that ball off, racing to his left. Gung very aggressively trying to get into scoring position, and he's gunned down 7-4. The Pirates got outfield assists at the plate from their right fielder Polanco, their left fielder Marte. That was a big one from the Marlins left fielder Robert Andino. And then with Francisco Cervelli at the plate, Christian Yelich made a nice running catch in the alley in left center field, more than 400 feet away from the plate, and that ended the eighth inning. Whitgren hangs a zero and kept this game 5-5 into the ninth. Neftali Feliz out of the bullpen for the Pirates. He walked the first man, JT Realmuto. JT tonight was on base all five times. He went 3-for-3, two singles, a homer, hit by a pitch, and he drew that walk to start the ninth. Ichiro then dropped down a sacrifice bunt. The Marlins had the tie-breaking man at second with one out of the ninth for Robert Andino.
And wouldn't you know, the Marlins go out and hit three home runs tonight. Here's a line drive off the bat of Andino. Right field, base hit, being waved to third. Realmuto, he will score ahead of the throw. Down to second on the throw, Robert Andino. And Andino knocks in the go-ahead run. It's 6-5 Marlins.
After the Andino hit, the Marlins would get a single from Miguel Rojas. Adani Echevarria walked, so the Marlins were up 6-5. They had the bases loaded, one out in the ninth trying to break it open. D. Gordon lined out to the third baseman, Gung, and then Martin Prado made a bid for extra bases, but a terrific running sliding catch by the right fielder, Gregory Polanco. Prado was robbed, and the Marlins essentially had three runs taken off the board, and a great play by Polanco. So this game went to the bottom of the ninth, Marlins 6 and the Pirates 5. Fernando Rodney looking for the save. He walked the first man, Jordy Mercer. He then allowed a base hit to John Jaso. So the Pirates had men at first and second with nobody out of the ninth. Rookie Adam Frazier ran at first base for Jaso. Josh Harrison was called upon to try to bunt the runners over. He couldn't, and after two strikes, they allowed him to swing away, and he hit a slow roller toward third base that worked basically like a sacrifice bunt. Harrison was thrown out by Prado 5-3, but on the play, Mercer got to third base. Frazier moved up to second. So now, down by a run, the Pirates at second and third with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Marlins decided to intentionally walk Starling Marte. That loaded the bases. It set up a double play possibility as Rodney went after a former NL MVP and the suddenly surging Andrew McCutchen. This ballgame on the line in the bottom of the ninth.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a ground ball to third. Prado steps on third, gets one there, throws to first. Ball game. The double play goes 5-3, and the Marlins have beaten the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5. And in the end, it looked oh so simple. Let's just load them up and get a ground ball double play to end it.
Marlins had it all the way, didn't they? It was a wild night of baseball. A lot happened here in Pittsburgh, and in the end, the Marlins are the last men standing, and they beat the Pirates 6-5. For Miami, 6 runs on 16 hits. The Marlins made one error and left 14 on base. For Pittsburgh, 5 runs, 11 hits. Bucks made a couple of miscues and stranded 7 in the game. Nick Whitgren, the winning pitcher, out of the bullpen, 4-2. Neftali Feliz, the loser, 4-1. Fernando Rodney saved number 22 overall, his 5th as a Marlin. The time of the game was 3 hours 36 minutes, and a crowd of 32,357 goes home disappointed. Marlins snap a 3-game slide with the victory. They improved to 63-59 on the season, back over 500, 32-31 on the road. As for the Pirates, they had won 4 straight. They had won 9 of 12 coming in, but they fall to 62-57. So Miami now just a half game behind Pittsburgh in pursuit of St. Louis for the second wild card spot.
An exciting win for the Marlins, no question. Now there are just 40 games left in this season, one quarter of the 162-game schedule left, and our Fish Family Code today is 40, spelled out, not the numerals, 40, F-O-R-T-Y. Tonight, the Marlins will try and win this series from the Pirates. Remember, these two teams are directly competing with each other for a playoff spot. Our broadcast starts at 6:35 with Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on deck. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner take the live play-by-play from PNC Park. Listen at MLB.com. Download the MLB at Bat app. Tune your radio to 940 Winds and listen along the Marlins Radio Network.